The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Just flew into town tonight. Lady Luck was on our flight. I had a bite to eat at Gino's down the street. And now this welcome sight. Glad to see you're born again. Atlantic City, my old friend. Be there when I bet on I bet on you.
Robert Goulet, from Elvis to Robert Goulet. There you go. That's for Al. Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. Colonel Douglas McGregor is coming up this hour. With Gordon Chang is with us as well. Stephen Moore, Joe Piscopo Show, resident scholar of economics, chairman of FreedomWorks Task Force. What's going on with gas prices? They jumped up again today, about 7 cents. This is ridiculous, what it costs to fill up our tank of gas. That's the least of it. Because the assault on humanity that is coming from the Russians into Ukraine is inexcusable. And then people like, but Biden talks about, oh, I know, I feel for you for the gas. It's not the gas prices, the least of it. You've started a war. You've started a world war. It's so frustrating. You know why? Because we were right all along. Everything we said. Everything we said, including our support of Donald Trump, deal with that. And I don't. And they still. You watch the way left regressive socialist TV shows, you know, and they joke about Donald Trump. That's the punchline. Donald Trump this. Donald Trump that. Oh, Donald Trump should be in jail for what? I don't know. They don't tell you. I'm not sticking up for Donald Trump. I'm just saying the way the country was while Donald Trump was president. Let me put it that way. All right. Because he doesn't call the show. I'm not hanging out with the guy. I don't go around. Everybody's with, they take the pictures with the thumbs up. I did that early on in 2016. And things changed in 2016. And then, my goodness gracious, they went after him. The deep state went after him. The Chinese went after him. Oh, it's Russia this, Russia that. Look at how ironic is it that when Donald Trump steps out of office, that the guy that they accused him of being so tight with, the guy that they accused him of having this anti-American, going to take down America and join together with Russia, that whole mantra from Adam Schiff, from Nancy Pelosi, from Jerry Nadler, from Chuck Schumer, from all the ilk of this party, this Swalwell character, all of them still out there, still running this country, still lying to us for 3.5 years. Trump, 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 Trump. That's all they could say. That's all they had. They had nothing else. And all right, whatever they did in 2020, however they did, you got to look. It was insidious, but it was brilliant. You know why? Because they won. They won. And now you hear about, you know, if you look at, like I always say, you look at John Solomon and Just the News, and they see that now there are some states that have seen things wrong that were wrong, that nursing home folks in nursing homes voted, and they voted more than once. They didn't know who they were voting for. All of that came out, you know, and now it's coming out, and it's going in different states. Wisconsin lawmakers, a lawyer promised more investigations after election integrity report. So you could, if you read into all this, it's still out there. And hopefully there'll be a greater eye on the elections. However they did it, Zuckerberg, it might have been illegal. This, I swear to goodness gracious, this is a story you're not going to hear anywhere. It might have been illegal for Zuckerberg to get $400+ million. It might have violated election laws in certain states. You think? Do you think it did? Yeah. It's like, it's bribery is what it is. It's bribery. They let it go. They let it go. I don't understand it. It's so weird. And then this, too, what's happening, these stories that you don't hear, that I go, this is a headline. This is a real headline. And this is a true story, okay? Twitter suspends Congresswoman for tweet about transgender swimmer, okay? So this is about Missouri's Vicky Hartzler's statement. She said, women's sports, I'm reading here, women's sports are for women, not men pretending to be women. Twitter suspended her account. What? Can someone please call me and tell me I'm not nuts? What is this? A guy says, I think I'm a girl, and I'm going to compete against the women. And we as a country go, okay, sure, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. What are you kidding me? These, and I feel bad for these guys. If they feel like, if you feel like you're not of the gender that you were born, it doesn't take that gender away. You still are that gender. Okay? You can't. And for Joe Biden to go, you know, to the trans community. And by the way, I'm from a business that no one cares what you do, man. And I was brought up like that. And I don't care who you are, what you believe. I really don't care. You know why? I don't have the time. And I have a heart that feels for you, whatever you're going through. But don't make it a law. Don't make it. Don't suspend people on social media because they're speaking what? The truth. You know? Men are men. Women are women. Remember those days? Yeah. Not so much. You can say it. You got to love it, though. I don't care. I don't care, you know. And my girls, they loved all the drag queen shows and everything. And I applaud all, sure, whatever you want to do. I have no problem with it. But don't tell me I'm wrong. And if you're the president of the United States, and you're going to say, if you're trans this, trans that, great. And I understand it. How about a shout out to the heterosexuals of the world? I said this yesterday on the show. Is that bad? You know, and for all you heterosexuals actually who like the opposite sex, men who are men, women who are women, thank you for voting for me. Thank you. God bless you. That's a new kind of campaign, isn't it? Isn't it? Come on.
Sounds like the one that Cuomo's got out there right now. Trying to clean up his act.
Come on. It's like if you're hetero, is that okay? Is that okay? Oh my God, you can't make this up. How is the girl suspended from Twitter? Because if you are a guy and then you say I'm a woman, you say it, so that automatically legitimizes you to compete in sport. Please help me out. I'm so confused. And it's nice when your kids are, you know, older, they get it and they see it. And by the way, I have to tell you this too, is in school, and I have such respect for teachers only because I was such an undisciplined student, you know. Nowadays, I mean, it would be nothing. I mean,
nice way of putting that.
Yeah. Well, because nowadays, you know, God forbid, they're committing crimes and all sorts of serious offenses
bringing weapons into schools. They have metal detectors at schools. Did you have a metal detector when you were a kid?
I'm telling you. No, my gosh, if I spoke up or if I smoked a cigarette, oh, my gosh, I was suspended. You can't do that. Oh, my gosh, you can't be in the school play. Why? Because he was smoking a cigarette outside. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, suspend him. Oh, please. It was like
but
child.
Now there's...
Even back then, we looked at it. But I have to tell you, now what's happening, because of all of this where people don't have the guts, and you watch my language here, we don't have the guts. Or the decency to step up and to say the way life is, the way this is how God intended it, whether you're religious or not, it's the way it is. And if you don't, the teachers are, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to teach. I feel bad because the politicians are feckless little weakling nerds, excuse me, who can't accomplish things in real life. And the handful that are working, that understand you and I, we put them on this program. And proudly, by the way, proudly, because it's few and far between where you get a public servant who is a true public servant. The other people are just going along with the party, doing special interests, buying stock, getting inside stock tips, doing everything, in my opinion, illegal, staying in office for 50 years, 50 years as a politician, saying what you want. Don't defund the police, fund the police. Oh, get off of the podium, old man. Jeez, old man, what are these guys thinking? Like, we're going to buy that? We're smarter than that. And now, the problem is, from the federal these federal clowns, they go and they spew their hate and their insecurities onto the localities, and then it goes from the states to the municipalities. The schools are in complete disarray. They're in disarray. I've always been a public school advocate. Now, they don't know what to do. I could see it. We work with these people every day. They don't know what to do because they're afraid to say the wrong thing because they may be fired, and they may lose their pension and welfare. The state law said the state shouldn't get involved into the local school municipality. It should be the local school board should be exactly that, not emboldened to some politician's, communist agenda or some whatever it is that they're coming up with. This is crazy. And going back to and again, if you want to call in 877-970-2999 and give us a call. I'm looking at the gas prices in regards to this war. Thanks, Joe Biden. Gas prices soar up 7 cents per gallon. Look at this. And then 6,000 Russian soldiers killed. This is what Zelensky says. The Russians said about 400, 6,000. This is I can't believe we're at like in the Second World War here. And I can't believe we're not doing anything. And, banning Russian, oil imports, not off the table for Biden. Why is this administration not banning all oil from Russia, anything? And the oil exports, Russia should not, is it me? Why do I make all the sense? And why aren't these politicians doing anything? It's just so frustrating. Look, more than a million refugees flee Ukraine. We're letting this happen. We're letting the world fall apart all around us because of a feckless weakling and because of puppeteers. And by the way, someone had called about AOC, and it's true. I think it was Paula called about AOC too. The thing about AOC, she's still powerful because she goes in, like she went into Texas and she caused a runoff because she went in. She picks these people like herself, bartenders, who have no experience, which is actually a good thing if you come. But the problem is she's a socialist. She's a socialist. She believes in socialism. You know that. And she picks people who are just going to be, she's going to be able to, influence in that regard, puts them in office, and somehow she gets the votes. She gets the votes. And that's where she is dangerous like that. Because there's nothing, I don't know how AOC could affiliate herself with Rashida Tlaib. I don't know how Rashida Tlaib could go on national television and be by the Family Workers Party, whatever it was. Like she did, because don't forget, you didn't watch it because it was way too late, I'm sure. But Rashida Tlaib went on and did after the rebuttal to Biden's address, and she's a Democrat. These people are anti-Semites and they're anti-American, and this is what the squad is, and this is what the Democrats are embracing. And this is, to answer your question, Paula, this is what Biden is afraid of, and Pelosi is afraid of, and Chuck Schumer. They're scared, like little scaredy cats. They're little wusses. They're afraid of the squad, And then you blame me for voting for Donald Trump, for God's sake. Don't even. Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Colonel McGregor is fired up as well. We're going to see how we could, deal with this unfortunate situation of a Biden presidency. Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. We're going to head to the island, LIE westbound at Motor Parkway. It's an accident. Now, watch out for the Long Island Freedom Convoy heading west on the LIE through Suffolk County into Nassau County and right into Queens. Let's go over to the Southern State Parkway westbound into 109, an accident on the shoulder. It's really busy on the eastbound Gowanus getting up and out toward Fort Hamilton Parkway and in toward the Prospect. Stop-and-go traffic on the westbound side of the BQE getting down toward Tillery Street. Deegan southbound on the brakes down by the stadium. Inbound George, Lincoln, and the Holland all about 25 minutes in across the board. Garden State Parkway North heavy up through 140. Southbound slowing down by 147. Over on the Sprain southbound, heading in toward Route 100 in Yonkers, it's some ongoing construction. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 45. Sunny tomorrow, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Remember, your local pharmacy may be a convenient place to get your family's vaccines and boosters. While you're there, talk to your pharmacist about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about balance of nature. Lord knows you need balance of nature more than any time ever. I mean, all the stress. When I look, I'm looking at the headlines just now between Al and I went back and forth. Just now, I'm looking at the headlines Joe Sibilia put together for us this morning. And it's like it's the Second World War. It's like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? I see, blood pressure. See, stress. See? So I take balance of nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I took my blood pressure. It's good. It's really good by the grace of God to make the sign of the cross, right? But I take balance of nature because you have to put those fruits and vegetables inside your body. And even when we went down and we were at Bobby Vann's the other night, and a shout out to all the great waiters at Bobby Vann's and all the good folks there. We had such a great time with Mr. Crowley and Mr. Katsimatidis and Margot. And then the waiter, they bought me spinach. Margot ordered me spinach, man. She knew I needed spinach. That was so funny. She goes, oh, Joe'll have spinach. Yeah, how'd you know I want spinach? Yes. So, then the waiter said, Joe, was everything okay? Oh, man, you were great. And I said, but I said, in my pocket, I had the balance of nature. I told him. I said, I love it, and that's great. Because you know what? That was one serving of what I'm supposed to have. I'm supposed to have like seven servings of fruits and vegetables, like the gal says in the commercials. Can't do it, Sally. So, I have the spinach at Bobby Vann's. I'll go to Michael's of Brooklyn. I have the broccoli wrap. You know, I'll eat all as healthy as I can. It's never enough. That's why I carry the balance of nature with me. You know, it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's as pure as that. Love the Howard family for coming up with this spectacular product, Balance of Nature. Now you get 35% off and free shipping from Balance of Nature. Don't forget, 35% off free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature and access to your own health coach. It doesn't get better than that, I'm telling you. Will you go to balanceofnature.com, please? The promo code is Joe, that's me, J-O-E, or call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Discount code Joe.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global markets are under pressure again. Brent crude, the international benchmark for oil, topped $116 a barrel today, the highest level since 2008. Stocks rallied on Wednesday after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he would propose a quarter percentage point interest rate increase at the bank's meeting in 2 weeks to combat inflation. Workers at a second Amazon warehouse in Staten Island, New York, will be voting on whether to join a union. The National Labor Relations Board told labor representatives there is sufficient support at the location to justify the vote. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is now inviting the United Auto Workers to hold a union vote at Tesla. Musk says the company will do nothing to stop them. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
After 9/11, Saul Martinez couldn't wait to enlist. In Iraq, his vehicle was hit by a projectile improvised explosive device. Saul survived, but he lost both legs, suffered a traumatic brain injury, and lost two close friends. Saul now lives in a smart home from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which gave him back his independence despite his severe physical challenges. Help heroes like Saul. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
We have our senator from New York State, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, on the line. We've been getting a lot of questions about what can be done in these mass shootings. Are there any solutions being discussed on the Hill?
There are a number of things we have to do. One is to have universal background checks. You know, there is a right to bear arms, and people who want to have a gun should be able to get one, but only if they're not felons, if they're not adjudicated mentally ill, if they're not spousal abusers. That's all the background check law does, and it has the support of 90% of the people. So we are going to be making a strong effort here on the Hill to deal with background checks. We're also looking at banning clips of more than 10 bullets.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, tell you about Perillo Tours. Colonel McGregor is coming up in a second, but I want to tell you about Perillo Tours. To call 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515. Janice is standing by. Terry is there. The whole beautiful team at Perillo Tours. These girls are great, and they will answer any question that you have. But I talked to my buddy Frankie Volpe, who put this whole thing together with Steve Perillo. We've been working on this for a year, and it's right down to the last few seats. So I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. We're going to Italy. In September, we're going to go there, and we're going to Rome, and we're going to Florence, and we're going to Sorrento, and Capri, and Pompeii, and that special side trip to the home of Padre Pio, Pietrelcina, you know? Doesn't get better than that. Yes, I'll be performing there. Yes, we will be at Torciano Wineries with Pierluigi. So here's the number, please, 800-431-1515. You got to call, because it's going quick. And we're coming right to the end of booking our wonderful Perillo tour to Italy. So we want you to go with us. 800-431-1515. And don't forget to ask for the 2022 brochure full of Italy vacations. And there's Hawaii and Spain as well from Perillo Tours. In the meantime, you can check out, please, PerilloTours.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, the immense respect I have for the United States military, and Colonel Douglas McGregor is a retired United States Army colonel who reminds me of Douglas MacArthur, you know, his voice and his tenor and his approach. And I'm so confused why we're just not kicking butt in this country, and we have the ability to do it. So we appreciate Colonel McGregor jumping on board and, you know, speaking the truth with us this morning. Colonel, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Joe.
I'm just so... I'm speechless, and I'm having trouble finding my words this morning, Colonel, more than other mornings, because I'm seeing the devastation of war. You, if you Google, I speak to you kind enough to listen this morning, if you Google Colonel Douglas McGregor, you will see the heat of the battle that this man has experienced in a very stellar fashion in the name of the United States of America. We're just letting people, Colonel McGregor, be slaughtered now at this point. Russia is just running rampant because of this weak president. There's nothing we can do, nothing we as a nation can do, because Ukraine is not a NATO friend of ours, sir.
Well, any intervention into what's happening today in Ukraine would result in war with Russia immediately.
Yeah.
And so I think President Biden has done the right thing in terms of keeping us out of it. We're not prepared for that. The other thing is, people don't understand the vastness of Ukraine, where the Russians are operating. They keep saying, well, why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they doing that? They're operating in an area that's about 160,000 square miles, just where their forces are. Wow. So an awful lot of time is required just to move through these vast spaces. The other thing is that they're now focused exclusively on rooting out and destroying what remains of Ukrainian resistance, which, frankly, contrary to popular belief, was never that great. I think the media has worked very hard to create the illusion of this sort of heroic little resistance against the evil, bad Russians. That's misleading crap. And we never talked about the vast numbers of towns and people that were happy to see the Russians show up. We don't put that on the television. Hmm. We have a very one-sided view. So I think we just sit back and let this thing end. And I hope that we will encourage these Ukrainians to come to an agreement, because what the Russians have said is they want basically two things, or three things. They want the two little provinces in the east recognized as independent. They want people in Ukraine to renounce the Crimea, which was never part of Ukraine anyway. And they want Ukraine to be neutral. That's it. And if these Ukrainians that he's talking to, that represent Zelensky, don't go along with that, don't sign up for it, then I think we're going to see more Russian forces go over the Dnieper River and move to wherever the last Ukrainian resisting is and snuffing it out before this thing ends. And then, of course, without any Ukrainian representation at all of government, I think President Putin can do pretty much what he wants. And I think he'll then take everything that's east of the river and annex it. You'll have this rump Ukraine, which is really historically what Ukraine is, west of the Upper River. We can't do anything about this, Joe.
This is not our fight.
Remember, I think all the troops that we've been sending to Eastern Europe have no business being there. because the Russians aren't interested in fighting NATO or crossing anybody else's border. We should be sending them to the Mexican border, and that's where they belong. We have problems here. Our problems are not over there.
Yeah, understood. It's just so tough to watch, Colonel, you know, when you see, and you know, like, I again, what George W. Bush did, I mean, and forgive me, this is Joe talking, nobody else, this is me, why I just, for Bush to go into Iraq, I mean, on the false charge of weapons of mass destruction, I mean, it's what Putin is doing now in Ukraine. Forgive me if that bothers you, that analogy, but it's upsetting.
It does bother me. It does bother me because Putin is acting in defense of his country, whether we like it or not. And he's not going to allow Ukraine to become a beast for us to attack his country, undermine his country, subvert his government. And he had a legitimate right to do that, in my judgment. We would not allow Mexico to become that sort of thing, and we would go in instantly. He's doing the same thing. Iraq was entirely different. And by the way, both in 91 and then in 2003, we did infinitely more damage. The Russians held off for 5 days. The problem that they've got is similar to the problem the Israelis have faced with many of their opponents, and that is that they go into the cities and they're using civilians as shields. And they're doing it because they have no choice. They have no other way to fight. But we are now attacking the Russians the way people attack the Israelis, saying, oh, well, you're evil because you hit this building. Well, I'm sorry we hit the building and killed 100 people, but you had several hundred enemy in there, and the only way we could get to them was to hit the place. And that's what the Russians are doing right now. And this is this is not a case of whether I support the Russians or the Ukrainians. I don't have any particular reason to support anybody. I too wish this would end because I think it's a tragedy whenever we see large numbers of Christians like these Russians and Ukrainians kill each other. I think it's stupid. But we've brought this on. We worked very hard to create this. And we created this phony, corrupt state in Kiev with this man Zelensky in charge. We created an illusion and we made it dangerous to the Russians. We brought this on. He's been telling us for years and years and years, we won't tolerate this. And we are harvesting the crop that we sowed.
Well, the problem with Israel is you have Hamas hurling rockets at them, and Israel has all the right in the world, I would think, to fight back. The Ukrainians were not fighting after the Russians, Colonel McGregor. Help me out here. No one was going after...
The Ukrainians were attacking the two provinces full of Russians. They've been fighting there since 2014. 14,000 people have died or died before this began. And they were preparing to go into these so-called two breakaway provinces, which were filled with Russians, and kill everybody. And that's why, finally, Putin pulled the trigger and said, no, we're not going to wait, go in. Because initially they said, we'll wait until the Ukrainians launch this big attack, this big assault that they'd been planning. And they said, no, we're not going to wait. We're not going to stand around and watch any more people killed there. We are presenting everything from one side because this government and the mainstream media have decided that the solution to all of our problems in the world is to try to destroy Russia, its government, its economy, its financial system, and its people. That's a mistake. And this is not Iraq, and the Russians aren't going to roll over for us. And I think we need to stay out of this, or we could get a real war with the Russians. And that would be devastating for us.
And on a humanitarian front, for Putin to go in and just to kill innocent civilians, Colonel McGregor.
Wait a minute. He's not deliberately killing anybody that's an innocent civilian. That's like saying the Israelis deliberately go in and murder thousands.
But the Israelis are under constant attack from the whole Arab, most of the Arab world, from Iran and from Hamas, constantly.
The Israelis have problems on their border with Gaza. They have been attacked on Gaza, and they do periodically respond to that in kind. In other words, they retaliate. The Russians have not retaliated for the attacks on the Russians in the Donbass.
So Colonel McGregor, just to be clear, so Zelensky was attacking Russians? Zelensky, we don't hear them?
Absolutely. And Zelensky was offering his country as a base for us, NATO, and particularly the U.S., so that we could build up forces and build up operations that were fundamentally hostile to Russia. And this has been going on for years and years and years. This is not some sort of mild, meek, unthreatening little group. This is a terribly corrupt government, a terribly corrupt society that was being exploited by us for use against Russia. The Russians said, that's it. we're not going to screw around with this anymore. And he's been warning us about this since 2007. What I'm saying is we should not be involved in this fight. And anything that we do now, and this attempt to send in weapons or anything, first of all, I don't think the Ukrainians can absorb any of it, do much with it. But anything we do is prolonging the agony. But it is fundamentally untrue to say about us or the Russians or the Israelis that we hit a building somewhere that were civilians in it and we did it deliberately to kill civilians. I see no evidence for that at all. But when you have an enemy that pulls in and operates in close proximity to the civilian population, you're going to have that collateral damage. It's unavoidable.
And why is Ukraine not a member of NATO? What did I miss there, Colonel McGregor?
It's hopelessly corrupt. There were many Europeans that just said, you've got to be kidding. This place is a disaster. I mean, this makes Mexico look secure and attractive. And Mexico has an enormous problem with corruption. It's an organized crime state. You know, and it presents a real threat to us because it is an organized crime state and it is moving vast quantities of drugs and illegal human trafficking into the United States. That's a threat to us, and that justifies action, in my judgment. I wish we would take it at some point, close down that border and go after the people in Mexico, not just those in the United States that are pushing drugs, but the entire system. And that extends down to Venezuela and Cuba, by the way. But we're not. We're focused on this thing called Ukraine, and it's always been a problematic construct, a problematic state. We need to stay out of this and let this sort out. And I hope that President Biden, along with the Europeans, will tell Zelensky, look, you've got to sign on for this neutrality. We can live with a neutral Ukraine. It poses no threat to us. It'll pose no threat to Russia. And that's what we should try to do, because as soon as we do that, this will end.
And you don't think, Colonel McGregor, before we let you go, you don't think that Putin is being Hitler, a la 1939, going in?
Look, every time somebody wants to demonize the opponent, somebody that our government has decided doesn't like, whether it's Saddam Hussein or Putin or, anybody anywhere, frankly, it's 1938 again, and it's Adolf Hitler, which is all crazy nonsense. Those things were never true. And just because you don't like someone, you don't like the way they do business or the way they behave, that's fine. But we got to step back and get past this hypocrisy. We are not perfect. And our handling of affairs, whether it's Libya or Afghanistan or Iraq, leaves a lot to be desired. Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed over the years that we've been involved. And most of those people had nothing to do with us and nothing against us. They just happened to be in the way. We don't bring that up. We go back to Vietnam. We said we killed a couple of 100,000 Vietnamese in 1975. We killed 2 million. And for what? So we need to back off, because that's not what's happening in Ukraine. This is on Russia's doorstep. This poses a threat to Russia. That's why Russia has acted. We just need to step back and reassess all the things that we've been doing with NATO. Why have we taken in all these countries in Eastern Europe into the NATO alliance? We can't defend them. We don't have the resources for it. We can't afford it. It's crazy. Yet we've made all these promises that we're going to provide protection to dozens of little states all over Eastern Europe. We have no interest in that, but we've done it.
All right. Colonel McGregor, the man's been in battle, and that is the colonel's opinion. Thanks for joining us, Colonel. And listen, you're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome to call 877-970-2999. And Gordon Chang is going to come up momentarily. And, yes, give us a call. We're going to talk it out. Let's break for news with Al right now, and then Gordon's going to join us on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 739. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It looks like New Jersey's finances are improving. And that's good for taxpayers. Moody's Investor Services upgraded the Garden State's general obligation debt to an A2 from an A3. The service says Jersey has taken aggressive steps to address liability burdens. And the state's treasurer called it great news for taxpayers, explaining the state's improved credit rating will decrease the cost of annual borrowing. In sports, the Knicks losing streak up to 6 games. They drop both ends of their home-and-home with the Sixers. Knickerbockers blown out in Philly, 123-108. The Rangers snapped the Blues' 4-game winning streak with a 5-3 victory. And as you heard here on The Answer last night, Seton Hall extended its winning streak to 4 games after the Pirates came away with a 73-68 victory over Georgetown. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. 40 minutes in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln 30. Holland about 30 minutes in as well. Route 1 is moving solely southbound as you get down through Old Post Road in Edison. Northbound Route 1 heavy up through Edison with some malfunctioning traffic lights there to deal with this morning. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound slowing down at Motor Parkway. Accident on the shoulder. Do watch out for the ongoing Freedom Convoy on the LIE as you get from Suffolk County into Nassau County out through Queens. Southern State Parkway westbound at the Sagticos, a collision that's in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 45. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high going up to 40 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hello? Joe? Joe? Joe?
Hey, I'm right here. Hi, guys.
Hi, LaFreda, please.
I got you right there, man. And Gordon Chang is coming right up. Hey, let me tell you about LaFreda. The thing I love about LaFreda.com is I could get the best meats for my children, like I always tell you about. And I have gotten of the turkey burgers. I've gotten the chicken, which is spectacular. And I challenge you to try the chicken from LaFreda. That's what you got to do. Go to LaFreda.com. You get the best meat anywhere at any time. It really is the kind of meat, the steaks that I had like the other night I was telling you about. That's what you can get right to your home. You go to LaFreda.com. You'll get right to your home. It's spectacular. Plus, Pat LaFreda's like all over. Have you seen him? He's been on CBS News. I mean, on the morning shows, you know. He's been on all television. He's on social media. Pat Sr., who I love. Pat LaFreda Sr. is great. And he is just, they've been around since 1922, you know, LaFreda.com. Pat LaFreda meat purveyors. It's at LaFreda.com. But you can get the beef and the pork and the poultry delivered directly to your home. But it's cut right when you order it. They cut it and they deliver it fresh. It's fresh. It's never frozen. You cannot compare LaFreda meats to anything else that is out there. You just can't. And I know it because you know why? Because I've had the other meats before. And I go to the supermarket and I buy that. Due respect to my local supermarket, you cannot compare it to LaFreda meats. Everybody knows that the best cut of meat is from Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. So visit them, please, at LaFreda.com. You got to check it out. Again, the chicken, the turkey burgers, the center cut filet, the tomahawk steaks, everything. You can get it right there at LaFreda.com. LaFreda. com.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-639-7101. That's 800-639-7101. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-639-7101 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, I tell you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota, you know what? Your car is probably worth more now than when you bought it. I'm telling you right now, that's because of this current landscape in the automotive industry. Your current vehicle has never been worth more. So Alex Kinsella is the guy at Route 22 Toyota. He is paying overbook value for all makes and models. So we want you to get over to Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. You could call, too, if you get a chance, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905 for a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today.
Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand. And our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your while. Route 22 Toyota, it's right there, by the way. It's right there on Route 22 West. Convenient as ever to the city, to all around New Jersey, Route 22 West and Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Gordon Chang is the man. He is the foremost expert on everything in China and North Korea, and he is a Jersey boy, and we're so proud to bring Gordon Chang to the airwaves. And you can get Gordon on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe, and I'm so proud to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. We're trying to muddle through this disaster, this world war that we're in, and we're taking all sides. And people, you may not agree with some things, you know, that we put on the air, but we're just trying to hear all sides. Like, for example, China. Is this a rumor that China allegedly asked Russia in February to wait until the conclusion of the Beijing Olympics to send troops into Ukraine? Is that what happened?
I believe that that is the case. It is a rumor. We don't have substantiation for it, but it makes sense given everything that we know. And remember, Vladimir Putin was in Beijing on February 4th, spoke with Xi Jinping for more than 2.5 hours. And in fact, he waited until after the end of the Olympics. So, yes, this makes sense. This is what China would ask. This is what Putin would grant.
And what did Biden say to China? Did the Biden administration ask China to talk to Russia because we couldn't do it ourselves, Gordon? Did that really happen, or is that just a rumor, sir?
Well, that's the New York Times reporting, and this reporting is credible that Biden administration officials, after the November 15th, remember the virtual meeting between Biden and Xi Jinping, that, you know, American officials thought, well, we could work with China, try to constrain Russia. So they actually shared U.S. intelligence with the Chinese. And the Chinese then, first of all, rebuffed the Biden administration, saying, no, we're not going to try to stop Putin. And second, the Chinese shared American intelligence with the Russians. And by the way, this reporting from the Times does substantiate the first thing we talked about, and that is that Xi Jinping asked the Russians to hold off, because we know that the relationship between the Moscow and Beijing was very close. And so this all seems to fit together, Joe.
You know what? We're just trying to make sense of the world because we don't get it. We don't get the facts, I don't think, straight from the government. So it looks like Russia and China are together on this, going into Ukraine, whether you agree with that or not. It looks like we are building, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon, because you know best, that Russia and China are building a superpower. Why do I feel that America is turning into this third world country? We're like in the back burner now. All of the power is going to be, this is the new, it seems to be, world order, Gordon Chang, is Russia and China. You could see Russia taking the ports on southern Ukraine, and I bet you, does China have something to do with that? China's taking ports, China's grabbing all the minerals, and we're being left behind because of a very weak administration, Gordon Chang.
Joe, I couldn't agree with you more. Although the U.S. by metrics is the most powerful country in the world, mm-hmm. we are, in fact, now one of the weakest. And the reason is a political leadership of the Biden administration. Biden is making decisions, first of all, which are nonsensical, incomprehensible, or just plain stupid. And that is weakening the United States. And really what this means is that with better leadership, either Biden decides to change his mind or a new president, the United States will once again be able to deal with China and Russia, because we're far stronger than China. We're far stronger than Russia. As a matter of fact, we're far stronger than China and Russia together, but only if we've got a president who is not making misguided decisions.
Yeah, because help me out here, like in that in the speech, the State of the Union speech, he did not mention China. He didn't mention, as you did from day one, about where the virus came from, Gordon Chang. Didn't no reparations from China because of them purposely allowing that virus out, as we have chatted about. And now with this green New Deal, and they're pushing billions of dollars
Ford and General Motors to make electric vehicles, we will be more dependent, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon Chang, on China. If we go all electric all the time, to the degree that the Biden administration wants to, Gordon, that makes us, for lack of a better term, slaves of China, because they have all the minerals. They have everything that we need to go green, so to speak. Yes?
Yes, we do become more dependent on China. And this is despite Biden during the State of the Union actually talking about made in America. Well, if you're going to make in America, then you're going to have to do a number of things. And that is not only allow Americans and Canadians, by the way, to mine the rare earths and produce and to process them here, but also to start making steel here, the PVC for pipe, cement. You know, this infrastructure plan is basically made, you know, please buy from China plan. Because you know, China is the world's largest producer of steel. It's the world's largest producer of PVC pipe. It's the world's largest producer of cement. This is just nuts.
Oh, cement. Isn't that in Jersey? Come on, we need some. But you're right. There was, I remember talking, Jordan, we've talked about it before, when I talked to some folks from China who wanted to come into New Jersey, and they wanted to bring the material that is made from cement into the ports of New Jersey. And you know what? I wish America was strong, because you almost can't blame China for wanting to at least expand constantly and become a full world power. But it's nice if we gave them some competition, and at this point we're not. Gordon, if I may, before we let you go, my dear friend, you know, your family came from China. You're a Jersey guy through and through. We love you for that. The anti-Asian crime that is happening in the city of New York is off the charts. It's like we've never seen it before. In the name of goodness gracious, what words would you have as the great Chinese American that you are, Gordon Chang, to Mayor Adams? And how can he stop this? This is inexcusable, what's happening in New York these days, sir.
Yes, but you got to remember that Chinese Americans, when they display support for China over the United States, are inviting it. I'm not saying that people should engage in hate or crimes against Asian Americans. Of course not. But Asian Americans have a responsibility not to support our enemy. And when they support our enemy openly, of course other Americans are going to be upset. So, you know, you have Eileen Gu, Chinese American. She abandons the United States to compete for China. What she is doing is she's putting Chinese Americans at risk, because what she is saying is that Chinese Americans are not loyal and that we support America's enemy. So, of course, I mean, it gets me angry. I mean, I'm sure it gets other people angry as well. Again, no one should be committing crimes against Asian Americans or Chinese Americans. But Chinese Americans, they cannot live in this world where they believe that, you know, they support China over all that's happened.
Yeah, we got so much to get into. Gordon, please come back soon. Love our chats, Gordon Chang, and appreciate you always taking the time for us as the morning unfolds. And hopefully we'll see you sooner than later, my friend.
Thank you so much, Joe, and stay safe.
Yeah, thank you. You too as well. Gordon Chang right there. Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads. 753 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Let's go to the Garden State Parkway northbound exit 148, getting up through Bloomfield. It's an accident to watch for. Traffic slowing down on Route 1. Route 1 slowing down northbound, getting up through Old Post Road in Edison. Malfunctioning traffic light. Southern State Parkway westbound at the Meadowbrook. An accident. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation 9/11 Never Forget Mobile Exhibit is a tribute to all who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, or who have since died from 9/11-related illnesses. This high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer transforms into an 1,100-square-foot exhibit, a tool to further educate people about 9/11. The memorial provides interactive education. It includes artifacts such as steel beams from the Twin Towers, videos, and recordings of first responder radio transmissions. Through interactive guided tours, FDNY firefighters provide firsthand accounts of the day and its aftermath. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to ensuring America keeps its vow to never forget. Its mobile exhibit has traveled to nearly 50 states and Canada and has welcomed over 500,000 people. Visit it in a city near you and join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Check out our show One-on-One every night for my conversations with leaders and experts from business, sports, politics, and the arts.
Retire and do what? It's great. I don't want to stop.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
And guess where my trailer was? A block away from my apartment. It couldn't have been better.
So catch One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights on 13WNET and NJPBS, and online at steveadubato.org.
What a morning. We're going to keep going onward and forward. I got to tell you about Relief Factor. And forgive me, you know, I could get into these conversations forever, but we have so many great sponsors that I want to make sure we pay the proper respect to. And Relief Factor is one of, as a matter of fact, we're from the Relief Factor Studios. And as a matter of fact, I have taken Relief Factor for years now, and it has gotten me out of pain. Gotten me out of pain. So your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. You go to relieffactor.com or you call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Find out more about the offer. So many people, tens of thousands of people have taken Relief Factor and are out of pain. I can't make a clinical claim on the radio and say you will get out of pain. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. How's that? Good enough? Good enough? 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. 800-4-RELIEF. Or start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Brandon Buckingham is in for Joe Lumberg. Let's go, Brandon. Hey, hi, Brandon. Hey, Brandon, thank you for being with us. Yeah. How we doing this morning weather-wise? Thank you, Brandon. Great to have you with us. Yeah, how we doing all right this morning, okay?
We're doing pretty well. These skies have cleared out, and we'll expect to see mostly sunny skies through the remainder of the day.
Oh, that's good. What's the high temperature? We got a good temperature? Give me some warmth today, buddy. Come on. We need some warmth today.
We're pretty much going to flatline almost where we're at right now in the upper 30s to around 40. We'll have a brisk northwest wind kind of settling in through the remainder of the day, which will make it feel just a little bit cooler out there.
All right. Hey, Brandon, does everybody kind of go, let's go, Brandon, all the time? You must be sick of that at this point, huh?
Oh, you know what? I definitely hear it now and again.
Yeah, I bet. Brandon, thank you, Brandon. I love it. We love having Brandon on. Thank you, Brandon. Well done. Appreciate it very much. Joe Lumberg, probably going on a 70-mile bike ride. Hey, Joe on the radio, when we come back, top of the hour, Stephen Moore is going to join us, and we're going to break it down. Give us a call what you're thinking, because, you know, when we have Colonel McGregor on, Gordon Chang, tell us what they're thinking. We want to know what you're thinking. That's why we always open the phone lines, 877-970-2999. We want to come to some kind of fruition. We are being, in my opinion, lied to by the government. They're making it's all for special interests. You and I can't even go from day one to day two without questioning what the government is doing. We're trying to come up with solutions on this program, and in the name of God, we will. And we are coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.